This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a devastating mass shooting in Thailand. A cabinet official says the death toll is at least 20, with an unknown number of wounded. Hospitals are asking for blood donations. The location is the city of Nakhon Ratchasima, also known as Korat, northeast of Bangkok. More from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. It isn't clear whether the gunman has taken hostages inside the mall or how many people might still be inside. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The American Embassy in Beijing says a U.S. citizen in Wuhan, China, has died from the coronavirus, the first reported American death from the infection. Officials say the 60-year-old yet-to-be-identified victim lost his life 3 days ago. A Japanese citizen is also reported dead of viral pneumonia, likely caused by the coronavirus, although that has not been confirmed. China's official death toll stands at 723. New numbers were reported today by the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
34,598 confirmed cases in China and 723 deaths. Outside China, there were 288 cases in 24 countries with one death.
Singapore has raised its alert level to orange because of the coronavirus. 33 people there have been infected. The news has caused panic shopping in the city-state, resulting in empty shelves and long lines at stores. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. He is now the former ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, whose impeachment trial testimony angered President Trump, has been fired by the White House, and he wasn't the only one. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland was a key witness against President Trump during the impeachment inquiry, saying everyone knew about the pressure campaign on Ukraine to force an investigation into political rivals. Sondland has issued a statement saying he's being recalled now as the ambassador to the European Union. It comes hours after Ukraine expert Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was removed from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House. The Army says both Vindman and his brother, who's a White House lawyer, have been reassigned. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A high-level investigation into Australia's bushfire epidemic is said to be in the final planning stages, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison setting the terms. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, says Australia must learn the lessons from the bushfire emergency. More than 30 people have been killed in the disaster that began in September, and 3,000 homes have been destroyed. Millions of hectares of land have been scorched. Morrison says a Royal Commission, Australia's highest form of inquiry, will examine the impact of global warming on the fires, as well as other factors, including land management. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders leads in pre-election polls in the run-up to Tuesday's Democratic Party primary in the state of New Hampshire. Last night, in an ABC debate among seven White House hopefuls, Sanders talked about working to ease the country's divisions.
You raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The way you bring people together is to make it clear that we're not going to give tax breaks to billionaires and large corporations. They're going to start paying their fair share of taxes. That's what the American people want.
Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg lead the polls in New Hampshire. Former Vice President Joe Biden shows up fourth.
This is a long race. I took a hit in Iowa, and I'll probably take a hit here. Traditionally, Bernie won by 20 points last time, and usually it's the neighboring senators that do well. But I'm no matter what, I'm still in this for the same reason. We have to restore the soul of this country, bring back the middle class, and make sure we bring people together.
Ireland began voting today at a general election as Prime Minister Leo Varadkar hopes to win a new term on the back of Brexit. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.